Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in beautiful downtown Hummel's Wharf, where the suit is king. Frank Bodani joins us on the show today to talk about Penn State football. Looking forward to that. And we'll take your calls today at 1-800-795-9565. We are going to have on Monday the 10th a very, very interesting guest that you would not guess we would ever get on the show. He wrote a book entitled 42 Faith about Jackie Robinson. But the name of the guest is going to surprise you as to who wrote it. The name of the guest is Ed Henry of Fox News. Huge baseball fan. Extensive research. And he's going to join us on the 10th of April. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. Great. If you've ever seen him on the air, he combines outstanding reporting with a great personality. Well, he'll be a lot of fun to have on the show. Looking forward to that. Plus, he'll psychoanalyze the suit. That'll be great. What? Seem concerned about that.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll get him some Cliff Notes and plenty of time for that.
Cliff Notes? You don't think the suit is not renowned in America? What do you think? It's just a local phenomenon? Au contraire, mon frère.
In regards to Ed Henry's new book, 42 Faith, I was very surprised to find out that was actually 10 years in the making. So, yeah, you're right. He really dug deep to get the rest of the story when it comes to Jackie Robinson.
Well, to be honest with you, Jackie Robinson, who died so early at the age of 53, he was diabetic. A couple things. Number one, you want to know why it's really important to have him on that week? Because that week is the 70th anniversary of him breaking the color barrier in the majors. I want to say it was April 15th, 1947, right?
Definitely that year, for sure.
Well, it was April 15th. And we're going to have him on the 10th. And Jackie Robinson changed America because it was the first time in a lot of ways where suddenly somebody looked around and said, you know, if we use the entire talent pool, we can be really good as a country. Now, we've had to take many, many, many more steps, but there has to be a trailblazer, and he was one of the absolute trailblazers in life. And it's going 70-year anniversary that week, and getting Ed Henry on to talk about that, I think that is a great get. Great get. So, that's what we have coming up on the show. Looking forward to it very, very much. We're looking at Dick Girardi probably on, let's see... We probably can't now. We have no show on Monday. We have the Phillies are on instead of Monday. We're all big Philly. We're all big Philly fans. Yep. Should be actually an improving year for them. An improving year.
Monday, Thursday, Friday, there will be day games for the Phillies next week. So Phillies Reds will be the first one out of the chute for the Fightins Monday afternoon. That'll be a 3:35 airtime here on WKOK.
Okay. Very cool.
Hmm?
Very cool. Looking forward to that very much. Should be a lot of fun. Did a little research. I was talking yesterday about Las Vegas and the new stadium, because they've been struggling to get Western venues, because Phoenix is the only one right now with the dome. Haven't had it in the West since 1995 at the Kingdome, which, of course, has since been imploded. And you look around and you say, hey, you know, here's another dome. This is great. They can hold it there. So I decided to take a little time and do a little bit of research into that. And my mind changed just a bit on timetable, at least for the moment. I said within 10 years. Maybe I'll still stick to the 10 years within 10 years from now. So in other words, maybe by 2027 it'll be out there. How about that? We'll stick with that. But I was reminded of the case that is on its way to the Supreme Court about sportsbook in New Jersey. And while being aware that the case existed, at least in the, because I've talked, I mean, you know, as you know, I've talked about the New Jersey sports betting case when it was the hot topic in 14. And I've talked about the five states that were allowed to have sportsbook, and for example, Oregon, Montana, Delaware, obviously Nevada, and I can't remember the fifth one. I don't know if it was New Jersey or not, but there are five states. Well, only Nevada, of course, has it. Only Nevada has sportsbook. Well, Governor Chris Christie, as I've pointed out on the show before, is a major backer of sportsbook in Jersey because they're trying to close a tax and budget gap in New Jersey, and they feel that sportsbook is one way to do it. Believe me, when it comes to government, always remember this, okay? They're not progressive and innovative until it comes time to figure out ways to tax. Then they become very progressive and innovative. I mean, do you really think that in Washington State and Colorado that they're really like, hey, it's really great to have marijuana sales? They came up with that for the tax. That's the reason they did it. The government did it because it was like, hey, this is really great. They did it because they wanted the tax revenue. I mean, you know, I don't want anybody to be naive out there. And that's what this sportsbook thing is about in New Jersey. It's the same thing. Hey, they want it legalized so that they can then derive revenue for the state. That's what it comes down to. Well, it turns out it's been challenged. And among the challengers happens to be, voila, the NCAA. They don't like to be referred to as the NCAA. They want us all to call them the NCAA. Well, no. We'll call you whatever we want. I always love that. We don't prefer to be called that. I don't care. So this case has now worked its way to the Supreme Court. And those who are against it include the NFL, which just voted 31-1 to put a team there. The NCAA, is one of them. Even though it looked like they'd been softening their stance on this. Now, Governor Chris Christie signed the bill on New Jersey sports betting, I want to say in 2014. Yeah, it was October 17, 2014. And again, they're looking for revenue. That's what it comes down to. They're looking for state revenue. That's why they've gone this route. Now, they've been moving through the courts, and they've been losing in the courts. That's why the next stop is the U.S. Supreme Court, I believe. And so it's been challenged, and it's on hold. And that's where it is. Well, the NCAA, of course, is one of those that's with a stance of being against it. Now, the NFL says that they have not changed their attitude at all on Sportsbook. But they voted 31-1 to put a team in Las Vegas because it's just a nice, beautiful, friendly city to be in. And Commissioner Roger Goodell says they remain staunchly opposed to sports betting of any type, and they are plaintiffs in the New Jersey case. And I do believe the NCAA is a plaintiff as well. That's why taking the Final Four in there is the thought process on that, on my part, has to change a little bit because I had to be reminded that this case existed. So once you remind yourself that the case exists, then you realize that, okay, wait a minute. The optics look bad if you, yeah, we'll put the Final Four there. And that's the problem right there. But the NCAA has not changed its stance on sports gambling. And we'll wait to see what the fate of the New Jersey law happens to be. The NCAA Board of Governors is actually looking at a formal proposal from UNLV and the Mountain West Conference to stage three NCAA championship events in Las Vegas between 19 and 22. Now, I haven't gone that route yet. And there's also a separate proposal to play the entire women's Sweet 16 right down to the Final Four in Las Vegas. Now, that would have to be approved by actually a couple of different levels in the NCAA for that to happen. So it's not like Las Vegas has not been bandied about within the offices at Indianapolis, but there's a hesitancy to do it probably until this case is settled. New Jersey has failed on every front to implement this law. The NCAA is a plaintiff. So is the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball, as well as the Department of Justice. That's quite a lineup. Here's your lineup of plaintiffs. The NCAA, the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MLB, and DOJ. Now, the NHL is a plaintiff in this, but they voted unanimously to put a team in Vegas that, by the way, has an expansion draft in June and begins playing preseason games in September and plays for real in October. The NFL just voted 31-1 to put a team there, but really, we're against it. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. During the break, we had another expose on Captain Cheapo suit, who told Drew and you in no uncertain terms he would never stay in a hotel that would cost $100 or more. Okay. Does he get out much?
Well, that's the thing. When he goes to those, you know, southbound vacation destinations, it's like, why should I, you know, why should I get a spot along the ocean? I can drive a half hour, 45 minutes, and then stare at it, and I don't have to spend any extra money.
I mean, do you know what I paid in D.C. for the Big Ten tournament?
Per night?
Per night.
Per night, I'd say at least 200.
Low.
Wow.
$329 a night.
Whoa.
All right.
Now how close were you to the Verizon Center?
Two blocks. Okay. It was four blocks from the White House, two blocks from the Verizon Center.
Okay.
All right. Now obviously I get reimbursed for that.
I should have asked you that first before I took a guess. Well, I would have gone higher than two.
Right. But I'm saying, though, but when you get reimbursed for that,
sure.
You know, it doesn't come out of my pocket. But you know, the suit has a champagne taste on a beer budget. he's just remarkable in that way. I know I turn phrases you're not used to. I got it. I mean, at some point along the way.
Oh, we're not going to pass up the wine and cheese, but yeah, if we can pay it in terms of beer and pretzels, no problem.
So you guys are talking about the Steelers and the draft and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And he's telling you guys that if you go to the draft, which, by the way, is in Philadelphia, not in Pittsburgh.
Right.
I mean, the draft's in Philly.
Right.
That he would have to stay 45 miles away.
Right.
Okay. At some point in the caucus, you have to look at certain people and say, look, your vote doesn't count. Go stand in the hallway. Okay? We'll come back with the results for you in a moment. I mean, 45 minutes out? How about we stay like 45 seconds away from the venue and walk over? Let's have some fun. Splurge a little bit. Take the Gateway Clipper. Come on.
Been there, done that. Lots of fun.
And lots of fun.
Absolutely.
The suit says we're the no fun people. I'm sorry, Captain Cheapo. Okay, we all can't sit there and just play miniature golf and say we went out and played Augusta.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You like that champagne taste on a beer budget. You like that, didn't you?
Bingo.
I could tell that one caught you right away. Something tells me that that'll be mentioned within the confines of the broadcast facility of Champions a couple of times. I think it might even make the Lawrence show.
Oh, that could be kicked around over there. Yeah, well, that's right. The return of Ben Reichle on the show tomorrow morning.
Saw Ben on Tuesday night. Had a great time with his group from LB Water. Really great. Okay, we had a great time with that. Okay, let's get to this day in sports history. In 1925, the Victoria Cougars of the WCHL became the last non-NHL team to win the Stanley Cup, a.k.a. sacrilege. 1946, Maurice the Rocket Richard scored his first of three overtime goals in the Stanley Cup Finals. You wonder why that guy was a legend? Why, when Clarence Campbell suspended him, they rioted in the streets? Well, this is one of the reasons why. Let's see. 1980, George Gervin of the San Antonio Spurs became the fifth NBA player to win at least three consecutive scoring titles. 1993, the Ottawa Senators lost their 37th consecutive road game to tie an NHL record that had been set in 1975. What a fun year to be an expansion team. 2002, the Dallas Stars lost 3-1 to the Edmonton Oilers. The game ended the Stars' streak of 50 straight wins when leading after two periods. They were up 1-0 and lost in the third. 2004, NFL owners approved a modified version of the instant replay system for 5 years. They added a third coach's challenge if the first two were successful, which is still in play today. Well, the sports book in New Jersey, and I brought this up before, brings with it some very interesting dynamics. In other words, why is it allowed in Las Vegas, for example, but you can't do it anywhere else? I mean, what's the, you know? But all the leagues, NBA, where Commissioner Adam Silver has written a very open op-ed on, is what, 15, 16 months ago in the New York Times, he wrote that op-ed about looking into gambling. The NBA, the NHL, which has put a team in Vegas now. The NFL, which has voted to put a team in Vegas. Major League Baseball. And the NCAA, along with the Department of Justice, are all plaintiffs in this case. Now, I'll say this. New Jersey has lost every step of the way. The last appeal is to the Supreme Court, which next week might be back to full strength. We'll see. Hey, we should ask Ed Henry about that when he comes on. Knows a little bit about that. But it does bring with it the interesting dynamics of what to do. The NFL obviously is saying that we don't want sportsbook in New Jersey, but it's okay for us to put a team in a city with sportsbook. The NHL is saying that we're against sportsbook in New Jersey, but it's okay for us to put a team in Vegas. Okay? The NBA does a lot of business. July, the Vegas Summer League. They do a lot of business in Las Vegas. Major League Baseball doesn't. I mean, you know, there's obviously a minor league baseball team. I think it's the Mets minor league team. Triple-A team is in Vegas. That's fine. Major League Baseball doesn't do anything extensively there. And the NHL, the NCAA, obviously you have had as many as five different conferences stage their tournaments in Las Vegas, and regular season games are in Las Vegas. And, of course, Penn State this past season, let's flip it to the other end, played in the Mohegan Sun Tournament. And after not being allowed to stay on the property in 2011, had to stay at a Holiday Inn down the road. We were the only team that was not allowed to stay there. Penn State would not let him stay there. Well, this time that's changed. Penn State did actually stay in the hotel this time. So elements like that happen. But of course, Mohegan Sun doesn't have sportsbook either. They just have gambling. But it's not like you can't walk into Racebook and bet on a horse race, which is a sport. But you can't walk in and say, look, I'd like to put 20 on the Carolina Panthers. Can't do that. Now, the reason New Jersey wants to do this is they want the revenue. Hey, that's, look, please, don't sit back and ever think that there's any other ulterior motive when you hear a government come up with an idea of what they want to do, unless it is tied to getting more revenue. That's not me being cynical in the least. All right, that is a factual statement. They don't do anything when it comes to a proposal such as this unless they can tie it to getting more revenue to the state, whether it's to pay for programs, whether to pay for pensions, whatever. I'm just saying that's how it works. I mean, you can talk about the Colorado and Washington marijuana laws. Well, they're directly tied to tax revenue. Okay, I mean, that's what it's tied to. That's in the end. It may be groundbreaking in terms of what they're doing, but it is not groundbreaking in the purpose behind it. Okay, the purpose behind it is the same. Same thing with sportsbook. I mean, they were looking at different ways to cash in on revenue. Well, this happened to be one of the ways they thought they could cash in on revenue, by getting sportsbook in Jersey. They just have not been able to make it happen. I mean, Chris Christie signed the law, but every step of the way, because you know, you knew it would get challenged in court, and the plaintiffs are pretty powerful. When it's the NCAA, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, and the Department of Justice. Well, okay. Now the next step for the bill is the next step in the legal process is the last step. It is the U.S. Supreme Court. New Jersey is not alone, though, in this. Just so you know, West Virginia, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Wisconsin also filed briefs with the court in support of New Jersey. So while involved in this case, don't expect the NCAA to start kicking championships and other sanctioned events to Las Vegas until this is settled. This year, North Carolina and Kentucky met at T-Mobile for a neutral site game. Duke played UNLV in there as well. Now, if you notice last year, they tried to get that Las Vegas postseason basketball tournament going. Did you notice that a 16-team field got reduced to 8 because not one Power 5 school went? Power 5 goes where the NCAA tells it it can go or recommends it should go. And that's what happened. And when there are three NCAA championships UNLV and the Mountain West would like to see there. I don't know which ones they are. It is from 19 to 22 are the bids for consideration. And then there's the separate proposal to play the entire women's Sweet 16 right down to the Final Four in Las Vegas. But that has to be approved by different NCAA entities to happen. So the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear the appeal. When they hear it, I don't know. This could be one of those that suddenly on October 1st of this year, we find out what they're going to do with it. They've suffered two defeats in the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals. One of them they lost by a margin of 9-3. So now we have to see what they want to do with it. So that's where that stands. Now, there are only certain states, I think, that are allowed to have sports book. Under an original law, I want to say this goes back to the 70s or 80s. Yeah, there are only four states. Okay? There are only four states where it is allowed. And the reason is this. It's grandfathered. It's grandfathered. Delaware, Nevada, Oregon, and Montana had sports betting laws on the books before Congress passed the 1992 Professional Amateur Sports Protection Act, which banned states from being in the sports bookmaking business. So that's, remember, Delaware years ago wanted to put in football book, NFL book. The NFL fought it, and I think they won. But Nevada, Oregon, Montana, and Delaware had sports betting laws on the books before 1992 when Congress passed the law. And Delaware, of course, wants it for this reason. When they were putting their bill through, they were running an $800 million budget deficit. Again, right? Why do states want to do these things? Not because they think it's really cool and neat for you. They want the revenue. That's why they do it. That's why they do it. And I mean, Delaware back in 2009 was going through this. So that's what it comes down to. And the question arose from the NCAA and Las Vegas and the fact that they're involved in the Jersey case. A lot of people like to play the ponies. Obviously, you can do that in this state anytime you want. And, of course, we have casinos in the state at tracks. And, of course, we also have, oddly enough, the state has a lottery, doesn't it? Last I checked in my neighborhood, that's gambling, isn't it?
Yeah, if we didn't have that, the second most groundhog in Pennsylvania would be out of a job.
Gus, gone. I mean, and you're listening to somebody who has never bet a dime. Okay, ever. I mean, it's not my bag. It's not my. Okay, it just isn't. But at the same time, look, I know it exists. I know that people like do it. I mean, it's your money. It's not my job to protect you from your money. Hey, look at the suit. I mean, he's the only guy in the station that has red roof endpoints. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sunbury Motors Lincoln continues to satisfy the most discerning buyer by making American luxury affordable. If you are looking for a midsize SUV, the Lincoln MKX has to be on your list. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has a brand new 2016 Black Velvet MKX all-wheel drive with navigation and panoramic vista roof with an MSRP of $48,640 for only $43,352. That's $5,288 in savings. You can choose from 12 MKXs in stock now. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has 5 2017 Lincoln Continentals in stock, ready for the test drive of your life. The 2017 Continental won the coveted 2017 AutoGuide.com Reader's Choice Luxury Car of the Year Award. Sunbury Motors has a 2017 Continental with an MSRP of $48,315, discounted to $46,315. Now is the time to see why more people are realizing they can move up to a brand new Lincoln from Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Great to have you with us. It's a story that we'll keep you up to date on. And with Las Vegas, for example, getting an NFL franchise starting in what looks like 2019. The Raiders, by the way, have... They're the ones that have the option for 17, and the Raiders have the option at the Coliseum in Oakland for 18, but that's the last year of any option. If the stadium in Las Vegas is not ready, it looks like they have three options available to them. One is to play in Levi's Stadium in 19 where the 49ers play in Santa Clara. Another one would be to actually go to Las Vegas and play at Sam Boyd Stadium, where UNLV plays out in Henderson. It's about 9-10 miles away. Or they could play, believe it or not, in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome. We'll see what they want to do with it. But the Las Vegas situation is interesting. They are the 40th largest market in the country. When UNLV basketball was winning, the Thomas and Mack Center was sold out when they were winning. So if they have a hot sports team, it's obvious that they will come out and they will watch it based on history. If it's a mediocre team, a mediocre to good team, will they? The Vegas Golden Knights are going to be a very interesting experiment. Because, as I pointed out, what time of day does the NHL normally play? At night. On the Strip in Vegas and around Las Vegas, when do a lot of people work? When people gamble. At night. There's something for a little food for thought. That's why it's an interesting experiment to put the team there. The Raiders are in a different spot. Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock local time most of the time. Okay. You know, not only that, by the time they get there, they're an established team coming in as opposed to an expansion team, which in all likelihood is going to get its brains beaten in on a with regularity. I mean, an 82-game schedule, the Vegas Golden Knights next year may be a team that wins, I don't know, 15 to 20 games. That's it. Maybe. And lose 50 to 60 times with a couple of ties. In Quebec, if this team were in Quebec City, even going, let's just pick a number here, let's pick high end, going 20 wins, 60 losses, and two ties, okay? They'd sell out that building every night because they'd be thrilled to have hockey back again. Now, Vegas may be sold out. Maybe they are. We'll see. But in Quebec City, all the seats actually would be filled. A 20-60-2 Las Vegas team may find itself playing to seats that may be sold but are empty. That's why it's a very interesting experiment. The fact they went in there first before the NBA, because I would have given the NBA a better shot in there. But the NHL, I mean, they've been bound and determined. They wanted to go in there. Well, they're in there now, and their expansion draft is going to be in June. Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, in the next half hour. Looking forward to talking with him about Penn State football. Yesterday at the one-third poll of spring practice, James Franklin had a chance to talk with the media yesterday, as did Saquon Barkley. So we'll talk to Frank about that. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.